Part 2. Practice. Becoming a grassroots economist. A significant part of this work is training trainers of trainers to spread good stewardship practices. Stewards, whom we also like to call grassroots economists, play a vital role in seeding, utilizing, and developing common resource pools to enhance cultural economic activities and foster sustainable community well-being. I have found that people who understand that people themselves are the key to their own development over time become adept at guiding communities to recognize and utilize their shared abundance across all resources, whether social, human or spiritual, political, natural, physical, and economic. When using the term group or community, I like to imagine that a community is the sum of each person's overlapping pools. Similarly, each of us, as conscious collections of resources, organisms, and cells, has and is a curation of what we find valuable in ourselves and the world around us. As stewards, we find ourselves inside this value system, with our own values connecting out to those around us. From this perspective, we become better gardeners, able to see and cultivate where valuable and healthy overlaps can occur. Visionary approach to community action planning. A wonderful core skill for a steward is the visionary approach to community action planning, encompassing systems thinking and sustainable development. My experience with it is based on the extensive and beautiful work of Mwalimu Musheshi and Alida Bakema Boomd, elders and co-founders of Uganda Rural Development and Training, URDT, program and Africa Rural University, ARU, in Uganda. Their approach involves working with people to develop a common vision, map their abundance, and establish clear action steps for reaching their vision. I found it to be a natural space that allows for the emergence of pooled commitments toward a collective vision. The visionary approach to development uses the creative tension resolution system to achieve individual and community goals. It melds individual visions into a unified vision for community well-being. It promotes inclusivity and collective goal setting rooted in the community's desire for a good life. The assessment of what is and of current resources relative to the vision determines actions and usage, allocation and coordination of resources as a roadmap from the present to a desired future. This collective tension between current resources and vision brings about active participation and results in community development by choice other than by co-option or force. Everyone in the community should have a clear picture of what a desired life looks like and develop the strategies to get there. In the following pages, we will look at each phase of the visionary approach and how it can be integrated with commitment pooling.